A series of close calls on airport runways across the country has gotten the attention of aviation experts and lawmakers. A key Senate panel held a hearing yesterday on aviation safety. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
The nation's top accident investigator came to Capitol Hill with a stark warning about the recent surge of close calls on runways around the country.
While these events are incredibly rare, our safety system is showing clear signs of strain that we cannot ignore.
That's Jennifer Homendy, the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, which is investigating near collisions and safety incidents at major airports, including in Austin, New York, and Southern California. Homendy testified that a shortage of air traffic controllers is forcing many to work irregular schedules and mandatory overtime.
It ends up leading to fatigue and distraction, which is exactly what we're seeing as part of these incident investigations. It all just comes down to the shortage of staffing.
The volume of air travel has rebounded quickly after the COVID-19 pandemic, leaving the Federal Aviation Administration scrambling to hire enough air traffic controllers. In June, the Department of Transportation's Office of Inspector General found more than three-quarters of critical air traffic control facilities were short-staffed. The FAA's Tim Morrell says the agency is training as many new controllers as it can.
We're working to hire, train, and certify as many controllers as possible. While we have a long way to go, many of the facilities are much healthier than they were previously.
But the union representing controllers testified staffing levels remain far below where they should be.
It's unsustainable and it needs to be changed.
Rich Santa is the president of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association.
The answer is not continuing to burden us with more fatigue and continuing to burden us with more effort and work. It's hiring the right amount of controllers so that our facilities are not 70 and 60 and 80% staffed.
Santa says the FAA needs more aggressive hiring goals so that controllers don't have to work mandatory 6-day weeks and 10-hour days. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.